Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
It's the Story Pirates Podcast with your hosts, Lee
and Peter.
And we're bringing to you awesome stories written by kids from all around the country. Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story, Lee, is amazing. It comes to us from a show that we did back in 2013 from a then fourth grader from Rockville, Maryland, named Danny Cavino. And Danny's story is called Water Falls on My Mom's Head.
Now, we love Danny because Danny and his sister send us a lot of stories.
They sure do.
And they're all so creative and so funny and so amazing.
We love them.
And this story is funny because actually, it's only one sentence, Peter.
That's right. And Danny has sent us a lot of stories with a lot of sentences in them. And we chose this one.
The name of the story is also the entirety of the story. It's just one sentence. It reads, "Water falls on my mom's head."
Wait, was that the title or was that the story?
That's both, Peter.
My mind is blown.
Well, let's check out the Story Pirates adaptation of this one sentence wonder by Danny Cavino. Waterfalls on my mom's head.
Hey, Marcus, get in here.
Okay.
Listen up. I have an incredible idea for a prank to play on my mom.
Cool.
Okay, so before my mom gets home, which should be any minute, I'm going to fill this bucket with water.
Okay.
And then open the front door just a little bit.
Go on.
And then place the bucket on top of the door.
Oh.
Marcus, you don't seem excited. Don't you get it?
No.
Don't you see what will happen once my mom gets home? Don't you understand what will happen if she opens the door?
She'll come inside?
Oh, and there's water above it?
I like water.
Marcus, use your imagination. Listen, she'll come home, she'll open the door, and then... water!
Mom's head.
There! Do you see now?
Oh, I get it. But one more thing. What is it that falls on your mom's head?
Oh, Marcus, you're killing me. Listen. Water. A water. Water. A water falls. Water. A water falls on my mom's head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh, I'll try. Water.
That's it.
Water.
Water in the bucket. I put put it above the door. I open the board just a little bit. And then when my mom comes home, it falls right onto her head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh.
Here I go.
Whoa, I didn't know you could tap dance like that.
I've been taking lessons, and I always wear my tap shoes under my regular shoes.
I think I'm in love with you.
Marcus, we're cousins.
I think that's still okay, depending on what state you live in.
What?
I think so, but I have one more question. Water, what, where, when?
Marcus! Look, I'm going to fill this bucket with water, put it above the door, then water is going to fall on my mom's head when she opens the door. Like this. Oh, no, I got wet.
Oh, so the water falls on your head.
Marcus!
Water's falling.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for talking to me about your story today.
You're welcome.
So, Danny, you've written a bunch of stories for us, right?
Yeah.
I was looking back through them today, and I was amazed at how many stories you've sent us. And your sister sent us a bunch too, right? Can you remember any of the ones that you've sent us besides the one we're talking about today? I think there's one. There was one called like Bob the Dragon, right?
Yeah, Bob the Dragon.
The Dragon. I love that one. Oh, and you're a playwright too, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your most recent play?
My parents pushed me into submitting a play for the Kennedy Center. They were already 25 tiny plays from Ireland, and then because of some anniversary things, the Kennedy Center, they were adding 5 tiny plays from America, so my parents pushed me into doing that.
And what was the name of your play?
Getting to the Polls.
Amazing. And did that just happen?
It happened like last year-ish.
Last year? That's so amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've written a lot of stories for us, and they've all been like long stories, but this one we're talking about today, Water Falls on my mom's.
Falls on my mom's head.
Yeah, that one is not as long, right?
Yeah, it's because they were pushing me to get the story in, and I just really didn't want to, so I just said the words water falls on my mom's head.
And that's the whole story.
Whole story.
So, that's amazing. It's almost like you were pranking your mom by putting that as your whole story, right?
She was right there. She was just like going, Write the story. And I'm like, water falls on my mom's head. There. This.
And was she like, did she roll her eyes at you?
I don't remember.
That's amazing. So were you surprised then when we chose your story?
Yes. I think anyone would be surprised if the story, like, of 6 words got chosen.
And what did you think of our adaptation? Did you think we did a good job, or was it too much, or should we have, like...
It definitely strayed far from the original text, but it was fine.
I mean, how could we help straying from the original text?
Yeah, how do you not strain 6 words?
That's what was so fun for us about it.
Yeah, I thought part of the reason might be all the creative liberties you could have taken.
Yeah, we certainly love our creative liberties here at Story Pirates, so I appreciate you not being mad at us for taking some with your story.
No, it was 6 words.
Danny, what grade are you in right now?
7th.
7th grade. So you keep saying like, my mom made me, push me to write this play or this story, but do you like writing of your own accord, or do you generally like have to be sort of pushed into it?
Sometimes, like school assignments, sometimes I'll go quickly. I don't generally write stories just for no reason.
What do you do in your spare time to be creative?
I have hobbies, kind of. I don't want to say complicated, but...
Try me.
I am, no, my friend, no! No! Sorry, that was a dog. He was trying to steal food.
I thought you were saying you didn't want to tell me about your hobbies.
Yeah, I do. Do you know what D&D is?
Are you kidding me? I love D&D. Who do you play D&D with? Are you a dungeon master? Do you have a regular game?
I DM just a few of my friends who are all in 7th grade or below. And surprisingly, the ones below are often the people who are better at the role-playing aspect.
Uh-huh. So are you the dungeon master for the group?
Yeah, because I'm the only one with... This is all their first time.
Where do you guys usually play?
Just at my house.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's...
Do you have any characters?
Yeah, I initially got into it because the uncles on my mom's side of the family had all the three, like, multiple copies of the original three books, second edition copies of Player's Handbook, Monster Manual, DM Guide. We eventually started a campaign down there, and that one moves extraordinarily slowly because I live in Maryland and not Minnesota, so... We can only end up playing while we're either visiting them or over Skype. Sessions end up happening like 4 to 5 times a year.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
So you have multiple games going.
Only two.
Only two. So two, but that's enough for most people.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me that you are such a good writer and that you do D&D because you have to be really creative to do D&D.
Yeah.
It's like playing a game... But it's all in your imagination, and it's all storytelling.
Complicated.
You get to make up your own characters, and you get to sort of make up what's going on with them, right?
Yeah, people have devoted entire 45-minute segments to talking about what it is, so...
What's your alignment as a person?
I have no idea.
I think I'm neutral good.
I have no idea.
But if you had to pick one, what would you be?
Probably... Neutral good.
Neutral good, yeah. It's like, we're good, but, you know, we'll sort of do whatever it takes.
It's the balance between law and chaos of... Neutral good is a weird alignment.
It is weird. This is so awesome to talk to you. Danny, if you had to give advice to a kid out there that wants to write their own story but doesn't know where to start, what kind of advice would you give them?
A lot of writers say, and I find this somewhat helpful sometimes... Start from the end and work your way back to the beginning.
Oh, interesting.
Don't be afraid to make it ridiculously random or short.
Or short, yes. Danny, this was such a fun conversation. Thanks for letting us perform your story. Thanks for letting us get ridiculously random with it. And thanks for, you know, sharing all that with me.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with a kid author there to take a bow after the show. Find the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. We're also heading to Sketchfest in San Francisco with special guests Patton Oswalt and Sashir Zaneda on January 28th, and special guests Scott Adsit and Mary Holland on January 29th. Then at Lebanon Opera House in New Hampshire on February 7th, and at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire on February 8th. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell.
A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.